It's a long way between Saturday night and Sunday morning, and for those of you, just in case this is the end of the world, I thought I'd do a little inspirational song right here now, okay? How about a little inspirational intro there, Mr. Baby? Well, this could be a love song. And then again, in the old days, I could have been burned at the stake for this song. But I got to tell you a little story, because we're going to do two songs for you right now. And if you combine the titles of these next two songs, well, it's like putting a good puzzle together. It works. So here's what happened. Once upon a time in East Texas, there was a little singer, a folk singer, who was trying to get some work. And he went to what they called a booking conference, where all the bands from all over would come and they'd play a little bit of music and try to get the college kids to dig them and hire them. And the competition was fierce. And I wound up there, and we'd draw straws to see who came. And at this time, I had one guitar player, myself, and we shared a pint of tequila to get our courage up to go on the stage. And we were doing pretty good. But then, this is before the internet, but this rumor swept across the East Texas plains. From the Trinity River all the way down to Lake Charles, Louisiana, on the winds of rumor came the fact that you boys better watch out, because the Commodores are coming to town. Now we know, boy, the Commodores, they had a bus that looked like the Starship Enterprise. They had outfits that put the Enterprise cruise outfits to shame. And lo and behold, the Commodores rolled into this gig, and all I said was, please God, don't let me draw that straw and have to follow the Commodores. And shit happens. And I had to follow the Commodores. So my neurotic Austin, Texas guitar player goes, what are we gonna do? We're gonna get killed, oh shit. I just said, I think we should start drinking heavily and I'll figure it out. So the Commodores came on, and Jesus Christ, they just tore the place apart, peeled the paper off the walls. And when they finished the show, the crowd was in an uproar, and my guitar player was catatonic. I took the last sip of that tequila, and I walked out there, and I had 15 minutes. For 12 minutes, I just expounded on the amazing show that I had just witnessed from the Commodore. And for the last 3 minutes, I played this song and got just as many goddamn shows as they did. Cut to, just recently, I get a call from my good friend Lionel Richie after all these years. And he wants me to sing on this song. It's one of my favorite songs. So we are now gonna combine the two. And then when we do, it's gonna sound like this. Why don't we get drunk and screw all night long?